You're listening to SBS News.
Multicultural home care provider Eremia relies heavily on the migrant workforce, which accounts for roughly 90% of its carers. But Michelle Piccolo, the strategy and business transformation lead at Eremia, says with the pandemic disrupting the flow of migration, the company is experiencing acute staff shortages.
Pandemic has really cut off that normal channel for recruitment of new employees coming into Australia that represent the range of cultures that we support through our services. So we have noticed that significantly at this period.
It's an issue that's being felt across the entire industry. A new report by the Committee for Economic Development of Australia, or CEDA, has found Australia's aged care system is significantly understaffed, and that's leading to care below world standards, as highlighted by the Aged Care Royal Commission. Currently, 16% of the population is aged over 65, but the figure is expected to grow to 20% over the next decade. If the workforce continues to expand at the current pace, there will be a shortage of more than 100,000 workers by 2031. And Jared Ball, the report author, predicts that number will balloon to more than 400,000 by 2050 unless we take immediate and drastic action.
These workforce challenges take time. It takes time to get people through training and it takes time to attract people to the sector, and we currently have closed borders. So we need to start pulling on every lever possible and start the work now.
The research warns Australia will need at least 17,000 more direct aged care workers each year just to meet basic standards of care. It's recommending better wages and working conditions, more training and investment in development, continued migration to attract high-quality workers, and investment in new technology such as the smart devices offered by West Australian-based company IntelliCare. CEO Jason Wallace says the technology acts as a guardian angel.
So we install a range of smart sensors that then use artificial intelligence to look at what's normal behaviour in the home and send alerts out to family or caregivers when something's out of the ordinary.
But technology is only a fraction of the equation. Investing in workers, the report stresses, must be a national priority. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.